All right, so it is 5:35 here, live from Radio Row. We just went wireless, met some of our fellow media members, which was fun.
Great reporting, man.
That was fun. We are just seconds away from Jubb and his train getting here.
Are they stumbling down the escalator now?
Well, I got a note from Donovan. Let me see exactly when this was. Donovan Lewis in Uber downtown, 4 minutes away. That was at 4:34. So, yeah, they should be waltzing in here very soon. They went to do some day drinking. So they're going to join us. Now, Dave, you went to your very first media party. We are a couple of jaded, horrible, awful, just judgmental media a-holes after 24 years of this.
But I enjoyed the cactus fritters. Did you even try them?
I did not.
Carby.
I did not.
What a missed opportunity.
Hi, Brucey boy. How
are
you, bud?
Look at that.
There he is, the great Gilbert.
My man.
So what'd you think, man?
I thought it was cool. As we walked in, the first thing we said was, this looks like a place that does a lot of weddings.
Yeah. So it was an outdoor tree farm.
Yeah.
Oddly
well, they grow vegetables and everything there. It's a fully functional farm.
Yes.
But it's definitely for the Graham. They're just trying to create the Pioneer Woman, Chip and JoJo outdoor experience. Yeah.
Totally.
String lights everywhere.
Yes.
The thing is this farm was big enough to house, let's say that every NFL stadium emptied out all at the same time. They could have fit them in there very nicely. It's the biggest place I've ever seen.
Yeah, from the front gate to the back where the pizzas were being served, it was probably half a mile?
I was going to say, it might be 1,000 yards from front to back. I mean, it was huge. And trees, and like you said, yes, the giant garden and then different staging areas. They could have 10 weddings going on in there at the same time.
But they had...
Grabbing 20 grand a piece.
At least a half a dozen bars.
Oh, yeah.
Fully stocked bars. They had at least a dozen food stations and then... Like the taco stand and the pizza place.
Yep.
So it was pretty amazing. It was weird that it was outdoors and it was a little chilly.
And it was weird that they had, and I know George recorded some of this guy, but he was DJing, and I've never seen this before. He was playing lead guitar over the tracks that he was DJing.
He also had a keyboard, so he would play some keyboard lines over the top of the stuff, too.
So weird. And kind of sad.
Yeah. Okay, is this some of this from this morning? It's like out-of-tune Santana.
Yeah, it's totally Santana.
I believe that's the name of his band, his act. Out of Tune Santana.
It was 40 degrees out there. Like, it was cold. And you're outside the entire time. There's nothing inside. And they had, like, in an area that was a mile long, maybe 8 or 9 space heaters, the big stand-up ones. That's it. Until you got to one area.
They had a couple of fire pits, too.
Yeah. But then you got to this one area, and it was like a little garden, beer garden-y type place. And, dude, there were 40 heaters in there. So they put them all in this one little area.
And that's where we ended up staying.
That's exactly where we ended up staying.
We claimed a ticket heater.
Yeah, we did. Because, and
got
you know
to.
What? When you walked away to go to the bathroom or walked away to get a drink, it was freaking freezing outside. So, overall, it was... You know, being a jaded media a-hole, a little disappointing. Now, here come the boys.
Just with the open air part, if you're bald, man, it got chilly on that bald head.
Yeah. Here they come. There is Donovan Lewis.
Yeah.
There. Yeah, get
what
out of the way.
What are you doing?
Whoa. I think we have friends arriving.
Oh, man.
This is exciting.
That is a toasty-looking Jubb over there.
Girl.
I'm getting the full-on bro...
Oh, yeah.
...massage from drunk Donnie.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Jake is here, too.
Hello.
George has sunglasses on.
Y'all aren't going to believe this.
Oh no.
Two out of every three co-eds at Arizona State know who Danny White is.
Okay.
It's just the main question he asked everybody. You know who Danny White is?
Well, who's the best quarterback in Arizona State history?
Jake
it's Danny
Plummer.
White.
Do they know?
It's
they don't...
not Jake Plummer.
No.
No one knew who he was, did they?
No. They kind of did. Both girls said, yeah, that name sounds familiar.
They don't know?
That's right, baby.
He's a member of my Hall of Fame.
And he could also punt.
Two out of three. So you talked to two.
I can't remember.
Yeah. So where y'all been?
Tempe.
We went to Tempe.
How was it?
How many places?
We went to two. Because this one over here, we got to go.
I just have to go along with. Don't bag on Jake. He went with us. He was fine.
Hello. There we go.
You're on.
Jake was fine. He went with us.
Jeez.
He was good.
Did he have anything to drink?
Yes.
He's nagging.
He did.
The whole time.
I had half of what they had, and I told them several times. I was like, you know, we're supposed to be back now.
I told you we'd be back by the 5:30 segment. We were very close. You guys are never on time. You probably just got back.
Always on time.
You're fine. You're absolutely fine.
Even Bruce Gilbert knows you're never on time.
Oh, that's why Bruce showed up, to make sure that we got the break on time.
Oh, yeah. You better get the break on time.
Yeah. You know what happens if you miss your break? You get in trouble. So how was it? Was it like sunny patio type place? Where did we go?
Oh, we didn't have time for all that,
nah,
man.
We had
to go ground and pound.
Ran the football.
Oh no!
Did you break the margarita record in Tempe? No,
we may have set a
banana split record.
What?
Whatever that drink was called, it was Fat Tuesdays.
It was called Banana Banshee. Yeah.
Y'all went to a place called Fat Tuesdays?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Was it like New Orleans-y, like they serve hurricanes?
Yeah, it's a chain.
It's frozen. It's frozen.
If you want
awesome.
Frozen and you want awesome, that's where you go.
That's right.
You guys went to a freaking
a daiquiri
Mardi
bar.
Gras bar.
And then we went to a local hang, and then we went to a local hang down the street. It was great.
Now, was it part of Arizona State?
It was right by the campus.
Yeah, it's right by
Mill Street.
Yeah.
That's where all the... from Arizona State go.
You just said
what
bitches.
Was that?
You just said bitches.
Jeez.
And what is this?
Is this
know what that
spreading
their legs?
That's where all the students from Arizona State go.
And we're having a good time here.
Yeah, we're having fun. We came here to help your show.
We're in a trust tree here.
Let us say what we need to say.
I know.
After the first drink at both places, that's when he broke out. What do you know about Danny White?
I asked these two dudes, do you think she knows who Danny White is?
No.
She played softball at Arizona State, and I said, okay. You're an athlete. Do you know who Danny
White
is? If you played at Arizona State, you ought to know who Danny White is.
First you asked, was she a pitcher or a catcher? And
I did not ask that. I was very appropriate. I did not.
It was very disturbing.
Did you ask her what it's like getting that ass whooped by the Sooners?
No, I didn't ask that.
Jeez.
Because we got us a good softball team, George.
A dynasty.
Yeah, y'all do.
It's a dynasty.
Y'all do. You have to fall back on softball now.
I know. That's all we got.
But no, it was fun. I wish you guys could have been there.
Mill Street was buzzing. They have the fastest scooters you'll ever see in your life.
Yeah,
people
were going by.
We
started
going
30 miles an hour.
We saw a couple get on a scooter, and the girl was behind a guy. And as she was only going down the street, she said, "It's too fast."
She had a wagon about this wide too.
She was dragging. Yeah,
she was clipping mailboxes.
Like we almost could get a little smack of as she rode by.
Nobody loves a good wagon like Donovan.
Oh, let me tell you.
Hey,
let me tell you.
So tonight, I don't know if you're going to be
able
to make
tonight.
It. Well, we don't know. We're just talking about dinner, and dinner's going to roll right into. This will be a big day for you.
Oh,
and then
huge.
Dinner's going to roll right into the Kyrie game, which we're going to watch down at the hotel bar.
Okay.
Or in Bob's room, if you can get your room situated.
Or the sports book.
Does Bob have a big? I want to go to the sports book.
Where's the sports book?
It's right down there by its footprint.
Right next, dude. Can we sit in there and watch that game?
I bet we can watch every game.
There.
Okay, so here's what I
just put them all on the board and spend some money.
Let's go all in.
I got cash, Mother Hubbards. Let's go.
Lee, I just Venmoed Donovan $100, thinking that he was going to put
what?
In. Well, because that's my money on tonight's Mad Game.
Oh, he knows people. He's friends with Norm.
So, yes.
We're
going
to try to get people to come back from Tempe with us and just double scan her. No, they're with us. It's cool.
Yeah, that would have worked.
I will match that 100.
Okay.
We're going all in on the Mavericks tonight.
We are. We're going all in.
Swing for the fences, baby.
They're not
going
to win tonight.
You can't go against
that. You got to make up for your Lakers loss last night.
Or your Mavs Utah
You bet on the Lakers? You bet on the Lakers right
Shut
now.
Shut up. Well, he was like, LeBron's going to set the record. They're totally going to win.
They're going to do it for LeBron.
They don't win. They hate him so much.
They don't win.
The Mavs have a good track record against the Clippers, but it usually involves Luka. That's my concern.
No need. Kyrie, baby.
Yeah, who's Luka? Who cares about him?
Yeah, he's yesterday's news.
The court is flat, just like the earth. We're rolling tonight, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go.
What do we got it at? Eight?
Eight.
Eight?
Yeah. Jubb, would you like to tell anybody what you learned about the country of Jordan?
Jordan has experienced a lot of immigrants from Iraq and Syria over the last 5 years.
Why is this?
That's what our dude told us on the way back. I was telling him about Texas country. He was telling me about Jordan.
Is he from there?
Yeah.
He was, yeah.
He was a nice guy.
And he didn't retain any of the information.
Yes,
he
did, too.
Texas
I told him all the
music.
Texas guys he needs to follow. He likes country music.
He was so ready for you to get the hell out of that car.
Some Chris Stapleton. I said, if you like Chris Stapleton, you're going to like Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen and all the classics. Pat Green and...
Hey, now that you're here, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
1 week from today, we'll be back in Dallas. Okay. Maybe, if we leave. Maybe we won't leave.
I may stay here.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever leaving.
Tempe loves me.
Yeah. The moose. Yeah. They had moose chants all in the bar when we walked in.
1 week from today.
At this very time, 5:30, Zach Bryan said.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in. I love that dude.
Yeah. It's the greatest story going.
It's amazing. And I wonder how many, like among our ticket co-workers.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Words are hard. How many people know about him?
Well, we're going to...
Well, I know I don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to... You're all welcome back, too. The whole gang. Matter of fact, go day drinking next week.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll come back. Brian.
Yeah.
So maybe. When is the too short segment?
Right after the takeoff segment.
That was the an Offset.
It's the only rapper you know, and you keep throwing
Offset.
It out there. You had to ask
Nelly?
Us in the car who it was.
Salt and pepper?
He knows them all.
Zach Bryan, Eagles fan, right?
No. He is?
Yeah, I think he like posts about it nonstop. Which
I don't follow him on anything.
Turned on him.
Oh.
Why is he He's an Eagles fan. Yeah.
I don't know. Doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
Who's the country guy, Cole something or other?
Cole Swindell.
Cole Beasley.
No.
The one that wears sleeveless shirts in our meeting
room?
No,
the guy, he was an Eagles fan that said racist crap to somebody at a concert.
Oh,
Cole Beasley. Eagles.
That was a player.
Yeah, yeah.
Riley.
Riley Cooper.
Riley Cooper.
Riley Cooper. Yeah.
Colt McCoy.
That's a good guess.
You were really.
He was. I was mixing some stories.
Now, Dave had to put Texas dirt under his crib.
Dave is actually starting to talk like the guys who've been drinking all afternoon.
I know,
dude.
I got a contact tie from Donovan.
We were sightseeing.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, that's exactly right. I apologize.
What do you got, Joe?
Through the TV. Puppy Bowl coming back.
God.
Very exciting. Yeah.
Now, you're kind of getting even with me because I know last night that I was a beating.
No, you weren't a beating.
Okay.
You were funny.
You're funny.
Kind of a beating.
I was on the line. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I have stayed?
You would have had fun.
I had fun.
As my kids tell me at some point, which I would have welcomed this last night, my kids always say, you know, Dad, you're not as funny as you think you are.
I know. Yeah. My kids tell me that all the time. When I break out in the gritty in the public street.
Yes.
Let's see it right now.
It's not that funny.
Yeah, right now. Gritty. Go.
All right.
Hang on. Play some music.
Yeah, play some music, Ham.
We need gritty music.
Waddle.
This guy likes it.
Yeah.
The guy's into it.
Wow. Super Bowl Jubb with a Super Bowl gritty.
That's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Dude.
That's legit.
Hey, are we doing another segment?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay, because I'm about to wet my britches. I'll be back.
That's next.
Don't wet your britches.
All right, it is pushing 6 o'clock here on the Hardline 5.0. We're joined by our day-drinking friends.
Sightseeing.
Sightseeing friends.
We went to Tempe.
We went sightseeing.
To sightsee.
Arizona State.
To go to a campus visit.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I want to get my master's degree.
Uh-huh.
And maybe I'll go to ASU
okay.
and complete my master's degree in counseling.
Did you have a drink while you were there?
No.
Oh, okay.
I went and got a couple of pamphlets.
Uh-huh.
I went to go see...
We saw Sun Devil Stadium. The last place the Cowboys played in the Super Bowl.
That's the home of Danny White, too.
It is the home of Danny. It's the house of Danny built.
Is that where Ratto and Hum happened as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Streets Have No Name video.
Yeah.
What'd you do about that?
Nothing. We should have. We only had 45 minutes.
Do you know what?
You weren't able to
spend most of that time guzzling something frozen.
You know what Ding Dong did the other night? So we're in the
killer.
We're in the Footprint Center. For media night, which is where the Suns play.
What'd y'all think of that arena, by the way?
It's all right.
Mid.
Pretty spare.
Yeah, yeah, it's all right.
Mid.
Nothing
kind of generic.
It is. But
what do you expect from a arena named after a poem?
It's actually named
Footprints.
After a casino.
It's not after footprints in the sand.
The or footprints poem. In the dark. Osley Brothers, too.
Although they've had five.
Look it up.
They've
Not renamed, one of you.
They've renamed that arena so many times.
I know.
Yeah, didn't it used to be like Walking Stick?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Walking Stick.
Yeah.
So Bob went and scouted out.
The Walking Stick Lobby.
Bob went and scouted out where the spot where the Bucks won Game 5 on the Jrue Holiday steal.
What's wrong with you, Bob?
He went and found the exact spot where the basket was located.
How?
To stand under it and just be like, this is it. This is where it all went down.
Giannis, pretty cool bucket.
Giannis was here.
Bob sports really hard.
Hard.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah. He go hard.
Giannis earned it. And you know what? We should all be thankful that he kept Devin Booker from winning a title.
Okay.
You weren't on the exact spot, though, because of the raised platform. You were probably standing at like the top of the backboard.
I sensed...
Where Giannis dunked.
I sensed his presence.
Yeah.
I mean, when you know, right?
Yeah.
It was a big moment.
You do have some Greek freak in you when I see you.
Thank you for knowing that.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
You know what else happened in Sun Devil Stadium? That is the spot where Marcus Dupree in the Fiesta Bowl went for about 240, and after the game, Switzer called him fat.
Boomer.
Because he was a little large, but he went for 240, and that was kind of the beginning of the end for old Marcus.
Do you remember what Skip Bayless called him when he left?
No.
Marcus Duflee!
Have you seen the fake Skip Bayless dude on the Soch?
No, I don't think so.
There's a guy out there that does Skip perfectly, and it's pretty funny.
Works things in like trade McDown and all that.
More than anything, he just does the like before he makes any point.
Oh,
you have to
such a beating.
You have to do the real big sigh, and then you have to kind of be writing. It's good. Yeah, I need to show you. I think it would enhance your
skip
experience.
I'm up for comedy.
I was telling Davey, you are up for comedy. Put that on a T-shirt. I was telling Davey that we're all, you know, jaded a-holes when it comes to the media party.
Yeah.
But we try to
not
have fun.
Me.
I love it every time. I have fun, too. We can rate them, though. Yeah, rate them.
Yeah.
And debate them.
Last night was not top 10, but it was fine.
Who was the hero crew that stayed the longest?
That's right.
Corby, Dave.
Jiggly Jack.
And Jack.
That's right. Where you got, and I told you guys,
You did.
That your bus was not going to leave till 9:30.
And that's why I waited and had a drink with my friends.
Yeah. And then you
and
made
then
the same
the bus.
Bus.
Made the
yeah,
same bus.
I should have done the same thing.
And
usually I'm part of the cool crew.
Yeah, what happened to you?
And I bailed. I don't know. I didn't want to.
Dude.
I didn't want to have my attitude.
Well, you were ready to fight
on everyone else.
Yeah, I was with
you.
I was with him. I'm always with him when he's ready to stomp out.
You were just staring at people like, I'm going to stomp this guy.
There was
unreal.
There was a guy.
What's the problem?
That was standing by the pizzas, and he was standing an arm's length from the pizzas, but he asked his buddy to get him a piece of pizza.
Oh,
and
that ran me
that
hot.
That made Donovan want to go over and punch him right in the
mouth. I backed him up on that.
I
went over and told that guy.
No, you didn't.
That ran, that's when you dropped your pizza, and then Jake
ate
the top
and
off
the
damn
on.
Ground.
Okay.
We already talked about this.
I don't care. We are...
Nobody else ate the pizza.
We're standing around a space heater.
I ate the pizza.
George gets his pizza. He's doing a playlet, drops the pizza, picks it up, says 5-second rule. or 3 second rule, whatever it is.
Starting on,
yeah,
on
3 seconds in the lane.
Yeah, start gnawing on the
you
crust like a rat.
You only gnawed on the corner. You didn't go. You didn't commit.
Doesn't matter.
No,
he ate it, and then here comes the ferret, who just had a baby. For God's sakes,
he needs some time off. He's all right.
And he bends down on his knees to pick up the loose pepperoni.
The toppings, the sausage,
yeah,
and the
on
cheese,
the ground.
And ate every single bit of it.
Yeah,
that was great. It made us all laugh.
It was a great bit.
It's all about the joke.
It was a great bit. But then it was like, then we started talking about you guys going on your day drinking mission today. And
sightseeing.
Sorry.
Sightseeing. We didn't drink.
And I was like, Jake, you going to go?
No. I'm not going to do that. No.
And you know what? That's why
go.
His...
No.
He has the loosest bowels of anyone at this station.
Yeah,
because he's eating sausage off the ground.
Yeah, yeah. Off of field
yeah,
turf.
Yeah, that'll happen.
How many times have you gone in here?
Probably twice a day.
That's impressive.
You are ridiculous.
I almost made national news last night at the media party, and you guys witnessed it. I had to, like, eat my pizza.
Oh, no.
And hold my drink at the same time, and I had a cigar. So I put my cigar on
oh my God.
Some entirely dead bush.
It was like a dead sage bush.
It was it was like hay.
We thought it was going to like combust like in the media party, and everyone that went back would see the host committee media party has been shut down because of a brush fire. But it didn't, though. It didn't light it.
Like George takes down. I mean, there's like 1,000 pecan trees out there, and he takes down every
the
one
whole,
of them.
The whole farm.
Just
whole
so he can eat his pizza and drink his ranch water.
So, using a
cigar.
Dry shrub as a
cigar
holder.
Really, it works. Look.
So he was loving that cigar, too.
It was very dark at this place, and we sort of got split up. And for some reason...
Hey, Ham, trust me. It wasn't that dark.
No, it wasn't that dark.
For some reason,
trust me.
My interest quickly went to the other party, wondering, is there any chance Dan is still here?
Oh, this was 10 minutes into the party. Bob was thinking Dan already bailed.
I've been to enough Super Bowl parties to know that if Dan sees open fields and tiny tables, and he'll give two or three a shot, and then he's getting out of there, right?
Oh, dear.
And what?
Oh, we got a full ass shot.
That is
just a whole ass.
Straight
take
up
a picture.
Ass.
Just an entire butt.
So
there it is again. David, look at that. Look at that.
Bottom. That dude right there that's bending over. It's straight ass when he bends over.
Coin slot?
Toy slot. It's a purse.
Sorry, Bob.
So, no, it's okay. But I did start to wonder, was Dan there? And it kind of was a conversation piece for a while because it was starting to get colder. We started to see, you know, the lay of the land. And I'm like, Dan's gone. There's no way Dan's here.
Plus, he had his hood up.
And then somebody said, yeah, but he's with George.
He was, briefly.
And I did think that Super Bowl Jubb might keep Dan interested for a while.
Yeah, like 2 minutes, and then I lost track of him.
So then what's really weird is we headed up for the desserts. Were you along with
that point? I don't eat dessert.
Yeah, don't them about good.
Well,
is it desert salsa?
Dessert salsa.
We did have to find the chocolate pie, which was delightful. But I saw Jubb, and then behind him I saw hooded Dan.
Dan was right with me.
And me and Junior are noting that Dan's still here, like a good hour into the party, which might have been a record. And as we saw Dan looked at us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there it is, right there, Davey. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Little gal just saw it.
She just busted us.
Who has dollar bills?
Oh,
I'm going to pay
God.
That dude. We're getting entertainment here.
And then.
Shake with your mama again.
Shake your ass.
And then Dan vanished into the trees, and we never saw him
did
again.
Did he not get on the bus?
No.
Who could say?
No, he was gone.
Really?
Yeah, he was gone a good maybe 40 minutes before.
I think it was a little less than that.
So then Junior and I were joking that we just saw, like, Bigfoot, like, on the the Patterson film or whatever, and he just vanished. And now we're telling people, but they don't believe we actually saw him an hour into the meeting.
That's a pretty smooth Irish exit he made, though. Did he tell any of y'all?
No, he didn't. I caught him. I said, hey, you leaving? He goes, no, I'm hanging out. And then he was gone 2 minutes later.
Well, we have to wait on Jubb because Jubb went to the bathroom for a long time.
As a lion, I didn't have to do bad stuff.
Yeah.
I just had to wait in line.
We all thought that you levitated the whole entire portable bathroom.
I will let you know if I ever do that. I just had to wait in line.
Boy, I saw two girls coming out of a one-holer.
Whoa.
Cocaine, right?
What?
Oh, yeah, probably.
There may have been some of that going on.
Oh, you think so?
Well, they weren't like, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were in there together.
Well, maybe they just had to go together.
Nah, it's cocaine.
Not in a porta potty.
Across the streams.
In a porta potty?
In one of those.
I mean, they were nice porta potties.
Yeah.
They were like,
those were the nicest. Did you pee in there?
Oh, I did.
No, I did. I went into the permanent building that was right by the pizza.
Yeah, that's where I went.
That wasn't permanent.
What about the dragon?
It was a temporary bathroom.
No. It looked pretty permanent.
It was?
Yeah.
Well, there was only one hole in there, though.
They went out chasing it, Bob. They were just kind of running around.
They were, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was like, what are you doing? We're chasing.
They were shooting marijuana.
Hey, you know, used to, they serve drinks in the media
used
up here.
To, yeah, where's
used
our waitress?
To, guys.
But they had a bar always.
I think
always.
You need a break.
I've been taking a break. We've been gone from Tempe for like an hour.
Yeah.
From sightseeing.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, do they have a bar up there? Or do you guys went up there in the
yeah,
snack?
Let's yeah, go up there.
It's not a bar up there, no.
There's well, not?
Well, there used to be.
I haven't been up there in the afternoon. I've gone
Soft
in the morning.
Soft media center.
And they've had some, you know, just snacks.
It's the woke NFL.
But none of the yeah, best snacks.
That's what happens.
Wait, is the woke NFL? Are they up there kneeling?
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
Serving and kneeling.
I tell you what.
That's why they're going broke.
I keep seeing some of that ass over there. I'm going to need a couple of shots over here. To make
I just want to hear Jubb tell one more person care. That Danny White punted the Cowboys to the Super Bowl.
No, but hang on.
Technically a title.
Everything I said was factual.
We're in Tempe sightseeing, and they say, hey, what do you guys have? And he said it. He said, because we're about to be on the hard line here coming up soon. He told everyone in Tempe.
I said, yeah, give us one more, and then we're going to go on the hard line.
We got to be on the hard line. Like, what does that mean?
Oh, okay. One more.
She laughed. She said, okay.
Love the hard line. Davey's been a great addition.
Yeah, Dave's so funny.
Oh, 5.0, right?
Irving Cares.
Irving Cares is
it's on the house because of Irving Cares.
Mm. All right, boys. We got a new community quick hit.
What?
Yes. With Dave next.
Everybody.
Oh, there's some stuff going on.
Yes, there is.
Super Bowl week.
Community quick hits. Brought to you by
DFWSecurity.com and Highly Mazda of Hurst and Arlington.
And as far as we can go,
here's Davey!
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, you're welcome.
Do we want to just keep goofing off, or do you want me to do...
No,
hits,
man.
We want hits.
Here's some stories.
You want some stories?
Stories.
Or do you want Irving Cares?
Whatever, care. Man. It's y'all's show.
All right, let's do stories. Let's
although,
as long as we know dudes show us their butt, we'll be fine.
Is he gone already?
Yeah, he's gone
already. I paid him $3.
I am somewhat interested in hearing about White Folk Pizza, though.
I don't know what you're talking about. Let's just keep going with the stories. Community quick hits, let's go.
Was it have, like, mayonnaise on it or what?
Yeah. We don't like seasoning.
Donovan claims that white people don't like seasoning.
There's something, but there's something to that, though.
No, there's not.
Yes. I love seasoning.
But he's basing everything on Dan McDowell.
Yeah.
Like, Dan is the worst.
Don't judge anything on Dan.
There's a lot of Dans out there, man.
It's a lot of them.
Don't judge white people on Dan.
No.
But he's white.
But don't you think that if
he's
there was
the exception.
A... Like, if there was a picture in an encyclopedia of white guy, Dan would pop up.
Probably.
Like, he's the whitest guy ever. He just looks white.
Here he is running.
here he is leaving the media party.
Right. Here he is making his meal prep for the week.
He's pasty.
Here he is
slow.
Trying to set his PR on the bench.
You guys are
mean. And it's 225s on there. He's leaning to the right. Oh,
you don't have to protect
okay,
him
let's
now.
Get the stories.
Oh, go ahead. Come on, go ahead, Davey.
You can't hear okay, you. So we have some more details and official charges against the Dallas Zoo thief, Davion Irvin.
By the way, that was national news to the tune of local Phoenix news did 10 minutes on it.
Really?
On the Dallas
the
Zoo.
The monkeys
yeah.
or the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Don't bring
catching
it back
the
to
guy.
The monkeys.
Hey, what are we doing?
So, what are you trying to do?
So he talked to police, and he said that on the night of January 29th, the night that the tamarin monkeys were stolen, that he waited until dark, jumped the fence, cut into the mesh of their enclosure, and took the two monkeys. Then he went back over the fence and got on dart light rail.
Oh, with my God.
With the monkeys?
With the monkeys. Did they have to pay a fare?
Yeah. Did they have to buy a ticket?
Yeah, when they check for passes.
Are they lap passengers?
Well,
to
present a ticket.
To.
Did he put them in a bag?
I don't know. I don't.
And how do you get them?
The monkey with a baseline and sunglasses.
But he jumps the
monkey.
The fare.
Yeah. Like, how do you walk into an enclosure?
He must have had them in like a
monkey?
Box or something. Must,
no, but I mean, like,
but he must have had treats or something to get him, lure them over. Yeah. So yeah, he took them on light rail to the vacant home in Lancaster where he keeps his animals. And he said that if he's released from jail, he loves animals so much he would steal more.
Well, yeah.
He's doubling down.
Well, okay, yeah, that's the dude's not right.
No, and he loves animals.
He loves animals. So as far as the charges for the taking of the monkeys, he faces one count of burglary and six counts of animal cruelty, three for each monkey.
What did he do?
Well, he locked him in a closet.
Yeah, he locked him in a closet where it was cold with no food.
Yeah, you jerk.
And then he also faces...
Well, you lured him with treats. He had something.
I don't want to hear it from you.
What about a frozen awesome?
Where'd you get that?
It's too bad that he didn't at least put him in Under Armour shirts and a visor and take him to Bishop Lynch and say, I got your two next golfers right here. This is player one and two right here.
Just busted three.
Yeah, what if he had a golf simulator in the vacant house?
The golf simulator is ripping drives.
Yeah. Look at that draw.
They're working on the short game. Using
I don't think tamarind monkeys are big enough to hold a club.
You don't think so?
They're strong.
Well, you can go get fitted.
Cut them down.
They're so cute.
Like you do for little kids.
Opposable thumbs, though, right?
So cute.
Yeah, maybe they could play with the little tykes, the plastic.
Yeah.
Now, those aren't the monkeys that can rip your face off either, right?
No, they're nice.
Yeah.
They're nice.
Varden grip, you think?
So he...
Varden.
Davion Irvin is not going to be charged for cutting the habitat of the langur monkeys, because none of them escaped. He is going to face a burglary charge for cutting the clouded leopard Nova's habitat.
But so he was trying to steal one of those?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
he said
one guy for the whole thing.
He said he wasn't able to take her because she jumped on top of the enclosure and he was only able to pet her.
Mm.
He pet her for a second and then
she
ran
got out.
And,
yeah.
So this guy really is
he's special.
What
happened?
That's not right.
But he has not been implicated in the killing of the vulture, so we still don't know what happened to that thing.
But it sounds a lot like the live thing, though. Like he's offering these animals a chance to go to an alternate zoo.
For more money,
for more snacks. Sports.
I just thought of a Michael Irvin joke, but I can't crack it.
Go ahead.
No,
Come on, I can't.
Queef.
Queef. I don't know if these are copycat crimes, but they're in a couple of other zoos, there have been incidents. So on Monday,
Incidai,
the Houston Zoo keepers found a 4-inch gap in the mesh surrounding their brown pelican habitat. That they say was obvious vandalism.
Zion?
Okay.
Bring it in back, juice box.
You're turning into the norm.
That is a norm racist joke, borderline racist joke.
I have a question. Was that a pelican?
Bob, stop encouraging
Zion?
More.
Golly.
But yeah, they determined that all the animals, all the pelicans were there, including Zion. And all the other exhibits in the Houston Zoo were secured unharmed.
CJ McCollum.
And so then they alerted the police.
But he didn't get charged for petting cat.
No, he didn't get charged for petting cat. And then in Louisiana.
Michael Irvin did.
Okay.
Yeah!
Afternoon job.
Okay.
I'm sorry I stepped on that.
It's the dumbest joke ever. Ever. And you can't quit laughing. I know. How do I do it? How do I set it up?
Your
brain
work
is just
in here?
Spinning. How do I get it in there?
Man, I can't believe AM radio is free.
Frozen awesome,
y'all
baby.
Y'all deserve to pay us a premium for this.
Frozen awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey,
I hate
story.
That people are messing with the Dallas Zoo. We have good friends at the Dallas Zoo.
Well, you know,
bad for them.
They've all been freaking out, but they got
now
this
we got
guy.
It handled.
But by the way, did this guy, the troubled guy, did he own his own house?
No, it was owned by a church.
Yeah,
but it was vacant and it was boarded up. But he broke in and he would stay there and he would collect animals in the neighborhood and so keep them.
Is
there.
He homeless?
Y'all see anything weird walking through the door?
Okay, back to the story.
Okay.
Yeah, because they said that
no,
they've called the cops like four or five different times regarding animals in the home.
Okay,
like ducks and pigeons and
chickens
and all sorts
cats.
Of stuff. Yeah.
So Davey had a very, very astute point last night because
so Dave, your kitty cat.
Right now, there's an Old Spice stick walking through the media screen.
With sunglasses.
With a, like a wrapper.
Okay, I'm glad you saw it. I thought I was seeing
backwards
things.
Baseball hat.
Swaggy
should,
Spice.
I feel like you should take the wireless job.
No, man. I need to
as
stay
Michael
away
Irvin.
From people right now.
But the last night, there was a mascot of a football.
Yeah.
Right? It was just a football walking around.
Spike.
Is this when Rod goes to heaven?
And so, and Dave, do you remember your question?
Burger fries
yeah, whatever. I couldn't tell... If it was a man with a football for a head.
Right.
Or a football that had grown arms and legs.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Not a great mascot. It
was, I think
no
it's
tail,
the latter.
No snout,
it's
nothing
a,
funny.
It's a human.
Did have sunglasses.
A human
yeah,
football.
Yeah, kind of funny.
A human football with arms and legs.
No Casey Wolf. Now that is a mascot. Did y'all see Casey Wolf the other night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, at the media night? Then he passed out.
We're in the home of one of the greatest mascots of all time, Jub.
The gorilla.
Go.
Oh, yeah.
Go
yeah.
The gorilla.
Great.
Yeah.
Top five mascot of all time.
Yeah. And he could dunk on trampolines.
And I went to spring training one year.
You were trying to think of the name.
And I saw
of
my next
training.
Job. I saw my next job. I went to a Cincinnati game in the seventh inning stretch.
Uh-huh. Go on.
They had a bird come out and sing, "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." And his name was Harry Canary. Hi, everybody. Let me hear you. That's going to be my job in retirement.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be the next Harry Canary.
That sounds great.
This is so awesome.
Is it?
That's Harry. Your community quick hit.
You guys.
That's it?
Yeah.
We got
Sturm Center.
Okay.
One more segment, and then Stars Hockey takes us away.
Heck yeah.
Oh, we get
all
out, in. We get out 10 minutes early for drinking.
Let's go get some action on the Stars.
I'm all in on the Stars tonight.
Let's bet the Stars.
All
let's go.
In.
It's
let's
legal
go.
Here.
Next.
Let's bring the heat, guys.
Hey, go Moose. Go Moose. Go Moose.
Oh, boy. All right, it's 6:40 here on the Hardline. We are live from the Super Bowl 57 Convention Center.
Hot dog.
Live in Phoenix. We got one more segment. We got our day drinking buddies here, Donovan and George.
Sightseeing buddies. We went and saw the sights of Tempe.
Right. That just happened to have frozen drinks.
Mm. Awesome. Frozen awesome.
Frozen awesome.
Boy.
You guys went to a frozen bar.
First.
If you ever went to a real bar. Cocktail, Donovan is... Moth to a flame.
They had Frosé at the media party
and
last night.
And he diverted quickly.
Almost stereotypical.
Frosé all day.
Mean? What do you mean?
Oh, you know what I mean.
No,
what
I
what
don't. Turn the music down and explain,
Let's
please.
Finish yes, this
sir.
Final segment out with...
Sturm Center. Yeah.
Sponsored by...
Chattanooga Whiskey.
Thank you, Ham. Here's
yeah.
Bob.
Gentlemen, we have a Sturm Center exclusive.
What we got?
We have... Super Bowl Jub doing the gritty video on the Twitter.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, do we really?
How yes. good is it?
We have the greatness of
that's a still photo
of Jack dropping the video, and now as if you go to @SportsSturm on the Twitter, you can find it for yourself. Thought you guys might like to see the debut here
yeah,
in
here.
Real time. So, oh, yeah, has sound on it? Okay, let's do that.
Psst.
Let's put a little sound on this thing.
All right.
And let's roll.
Play some music.
Yeah, play some music, Ham.
We need gritty music.
All right, here we go.
They hit it. That hit that hard, man.
Waddle. Some music.
So there it is.
That's not bad.
It's now available for everybody to enjoy.
Exclusive.
Up there. a Sturm Center exclusive. The video of the Jubb hitting the gritty. When's the first time you hit the gritty?
Last March when my family went to Vegas and I hit it like hourly.
Did they like
just
it?
Just for their entertainment. Yeah, they all thought it was hilarious.
I was going to say, that was not the first time I've seen it this week. So I don't know how many times before.
Oh, yeah.
But man, that started Sunday.
That's pretty awesome.
Hey, did you tell Kristen that you started drinking at 3 o'clock today?
No, he was just with us. Don't
While
get him
she
in
was hiding in I the bathroom had, eating a salad.
I right? had less than half of what they had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Jake
yeah,
was
he was
boy.
Fine. He was just yeah. there as an observer.
He was the responsible one for the first time in maybe 4 or 5 years.
Probably the first time since you've ever known me.
Okay, yeah. No doubt.
To be honest.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know if I would be going out and drinking with my friends if I had a small
Shut
baby
up.
At home like that. I would
Shut
probably
up.
Don't
what?
Do that to him.
Why
he's
is
a little
everyone
time
making
off to let off some steam.
You, Dan, everyone's just making life very tough on me this week.
Yeah, not me.
I just
I'm your bro. I do not same. Do that to
I always, when my kids were small, I made it a point to let my wife know by my actions that yeah. I was with her in spirit.
Right. For sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've been getting hit with the guilt trip pretty hard
telling
this
Jake,
week.
When I went out all night with Jerry at Super Bowl 31,
yeah.
Blake, who's now 31,
yeah.
was 3 at the time,
yeah,
and he had to like go to the hospital that night.
Oh, no.
And I got a call like 7 o'clock in the morning. You don't know the night we had.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't know the night I had. I just got home.
Number one.
Talk about like. Just shocking you back into
yeah,
reality.
I'm sorry, sweetie, but I gotta go feet.
Yeah.
That's
I gotta
the best.
Get my I gotta get my glasses fixed.
That hung over.
The best is calls from home on ticket road
oh,
trips.
Oh, man. You know,
they really love it.
They really
do.
Love
they
it
really
so much.
Love it.
But they think we're just hanging out. Like, we're actually
working. I worked hard yesterday.
I swear. I haven't
I worked
been
a 12-hour day yesterday.
That's right.
I worked hard today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Going sightseeing. Seeing.
Yeah. You did. You did.
Sightseeing.
That's hard work.
And right. You had to deal with Eric Kramer, too. So.
I thought that was a lovely interview.
It was a nice story.
Yeah, it was. It was wonderful.
Very touching.
Lovely.
It was great.
Very touching.
With a whole big bowl of sincerity smacks. Everything was great.
You.
And now you guys are going to go gamble. I'm going to go see a comedy
show.
This
is the best day ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's content, though.
It's content.
We're
it
creating
content.
Content together.
I have to get, I have an hour phone call with each child.
Right.
We
yeah.
go over some Bible verses.
We got hoops tonight.
Yes.
You missing hoops?
Homework. What?
You missing hoops?
No, that's
what's that missing?
8 o'clock here.
Yeah, I don't think I'm missing any until I miss this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant
took an L though. Not too happy with the squad right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll struggle, but we'll get back.
Okay.
We'll get
back. Hey, did you have one
two
of your kids
of coaches?
Do they have to run?
Yeah. Did
lines?
You have your kids FaceTime you so you can bitch at the other coaches?
Take me over so I can Karen the coaches.
They put like, you on a wheelchair.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Media
did they have like media night? Yeah, did they have you on a little robot
and iPad on a scooter?
And then you had to roll over to the other bench and just kind of bark at them. You went to the referees and barked at them. They called a tech.
George, I don't know if you heard this story, but at my kid's high school game, they
I heard the girlfriend.
Yeah, well,
getting after your ass about something.
Well, this is different.
Okay.
they were missing their starting point guard. And center.
Your son's team.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And then my kid almost blew his ankle out in the first quarter. So they're down like their best three players.
Was he playing in running shoes
tennis,
like you did?
Yeah,
he was not.
He's
smarter than me.
Okay.
I'm not good at that dumb sport.
Did he have to pitch all seven?
He could if he wanted to. But anyway.
How long has he been surrounded?
Okay.
Yeah, by hot girls.
He's not me.
Sounds like it.
So, this team they're playing is really, really good, all right?
Okay.
And they're running a trap press that is off the charts great, and they don't have anybody that can dribble the
Man,
ball.
Man, if you don't have someone who can handle in junior high ball or even early high
yeah.
school against
maybe
a trap,
the NBA.
So,
well,
fair.
Yeah, no one traps in the NBA, though.
Anyway, they get up by 20, 25, 30. Second half rolls around, still running this hardcore trap. And they get it by 40. Their five starters are
still
in the whole
going.
Time, still going. I am running hot. I've never said a word to one coach, one dad, nobody in my life. And after that game, I went straight over to the opposing coach.
What'd you say?
And said, listen, MF-er, that's the most low-class thing I've ever seen in my life. There were four coaches.
He'd drop his clipboard and go, really? Let's go.
I was so pissed off, man. And one of the assistants was like, well, let me explain. I go, there's not one effing thing you can say.
This is what level? This is what grade?
High school, 17 years old. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I've seen that in like sixth graders. I was the victim of it.
Yeah, it's so cheap.
Yeah, we got beat by like 50. And they kept pressing and kept, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you learn to pass?
I know. Look, I lost it, and I've talked to many people in the coaching industry that were like, the rule should be don't say anything. Many people, let it sit for 24 hours.
That's right, because in 24 hours you won't care as much.
Right, but I was living.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been to like a youth game in so long, and I did that Argyle game with Blake the other night. And there were like three
parents
or four parents
just
that were just
wild, yeah,
just in on the officials. And it's small gym.
I know.
Yeah.
So you can hear it over the broadcast, and the refs can definitely hear it. It was just really aggressive.
I know.
Bob's team beat a team by 80, he said.
91-10.
That's a girl's score.
Wait, what grade is this?
It was our high school team.
91-10?
We whooped Oconomowoc. 91-10.
He's already bragging. He's still bragging about it 40 years later.
Don't forget 91-10.
We whooped that ass.
What was your stat line?
Oh, he filled it up. There's no doubt.
No, I probably didn't even have to play after halftime.
Oh, you know. See? That's cool. They put in the subs.
He was in street clothes.
He only had 30, you know, 17 rebounds.
You guys take it from here. I got to go.
You know,
one of the all-time
great. It was on the carpet, yes.
One of the all-time great basketball lines was back in one of the first camp pounds we
did. They vacuum it after each quarter like a tamponi?
They'll take a broom out there and vacuum.
They got like a hot Baptist girl out there. Like,
they put a Roomba out there after each quarter.
Tonight's game brought to you by Roomba.
was one of the great lines was June's at one of the early compounds when he was out there shooting baskets for like 10 minutes, and then he walks back in and kind of looks at me and looks around, and I was like, what's up? He goes, just had 45, 16, and 12.
Man, he inflates his stats so much.
By himself.
I know.
Just out there. He was proud
of that,
though.
He's been doing that since he was a kid, too. He's played Nerf basketball by himself and keeps stats.
Well, guys,
America,
this has been the best time ever.
The Stars are playing the Wild.
Heck yeah, all in. Let's go.
All in. Let's go, Stars.
All in.
Yeah, we have 40 minutes to place our bet. We better hurry.
Let's go.
We're going to get down there.
Well, thank you.
Do a Stars-Mavs parlay?
My advice would be to fade Donovan.
What are you talking about?
Donnie and I are about to win a big money tonight.
We're about to win an ass ton of money right now.
Okay.
There will be so many rains made tonight.
Dude, we're taking it straight to Tempe and going sightseeing.
Absolutely. Thanks to our
Tempe.
Thanks to our alcoholic friends, Jake.
What?
George.
Sightseeing.
Our sightseeing friends. That's fair.
Thanks to Danny White.
Thanks to Danny White. Thank you to
The Gritty.
Thank you to
Jerry
the
Waddle,
Kyle Turley, Jim McMahon, and that'll be it. I'm almost crying. What?
What? But that don't keep
her love. What did you say?
You have a live spot.
Oh, okay, all right.